killing of conservative leader Charlie Kirk. Kirk's funeral is set for next Sunday at the home of the Arizona Cardinals. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis is criticizing commentators who say the nation is at war. CBS News reporter Kara Finstrom.
Bob Schrum is the director of USC's Center for the Political Future. He says this assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk should alarm everyone.
If we go down that road, we are heading toward the destruction of democracy.
Kirk's murder follows other recent acts of violence, including murders of a senior Democratic state lawmaker and her husband in Minnesota. Schrum believes numerous factors have fueled the country's polarization.
We don't have a common basis of information anymore. Conspiracy theories abound.
In London, arrests were made after far-right demonstrators clashed with police, throwing things and kicking and punching some of the officers. Reporter Catherine Arms with details.
More than 100,000 people joined in a Unite the Kingdom rally organized by far-right leader Tommy Robinson in London. Largely peaceful at the start, police faced hostility with protesters lobbing bottles and other projectiles and a few attacking them. There was a counter-protest too, and at one point was dangerously cornered by the Unite crowd. But more police trooped in and tensions cooled.
There's controversy in Memphis over word that President Trump is sending in the National Guard to help deal with high crime there. The state's governor is all for it, but Mayor Paul Young is not, though he admits there's a problem. This woman says,
I'm for any help coming to Memphis to put aside the crime that's going on.
President Trump is asking NATO nations to step in and help end the Russian war on Ukraine and target nations buying gas from the Kremlin. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
In his open letter, President Trump suggested that all NATO members put 50 to 100% tariffs on China until the fighting in Ukraine ends. President Trump said that China has a grip on Russia, which is something I'm not sure that Russian President Vladimir Putin would agree with. But China has certainly been actively supporting Russia in its war in Ukraine in many ways.
People near Pasadena got a preview of some of the floats for next year's Rose Bowl parade. This man is an organizer.
It is a road-ready Saturday for us, but this is the best part of the year, right? So it starts in January 2nd, January 3rd, as we're designing and coming up with concepts, and then here we are at construction.
This is one of several tests planned before the parade. It draws some 800,000 people to Pasadena, and more than 10 million watch it. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When I asked Scott Lucky if his last name had anything to do with his success in the trucking industry, he laughed and said, well, Mike, I guess you could say I've always been lucky. But when I asked him how he and his family grew Lucky Distribution Services into the company it is today, he didn't talk about luck at all. We work hard, he said. We keep a close eye on the bottom line, and we treat our people the right way. In other words, Scott Lucky makes his own luck, which is precisely why he switched to Pure Talk Business. Last month, I paid the big guys $740 for 12 lines, he told me. This month, I paid Pure Talk $420 for the exact same service. Thousands of businesses all over the country are saving real money by switching to America's most dependable 5G network, and luck has nothing to do with it. Just dial #250 and say micro. That's #250 micro to switch to a wireless company that works as hard as you do. Pure Talk.
Hamilton fans are once again breaking social media.
Alexander, come back to sleep.
Fans are lip-syncing Eliza's pleas to her husband just before he leaves for his fateful meeting with Aaron Burr, using stand-ins for our young nation's first Treasury Secretary. In one, a young woman with a painted goatee slips out a doggy door. In another, a player from the Melbourne-based football club Collingwood crawls into an enormous clothes dryer. There's a video with a cat in a navy and cream crocheted Hamilton costume licking its lips. And Lin-Manuel Miranda himself acted out the meme during a screening of the film in theaters now. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sick of those phones. Some experts say cutting back on screen time and finding hobbies that don't involve smartphones can offer a whole range of health benefits. Try pickleball. Allison Keys, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Temps warm through the 70s to start next week, chance of rain midweek, and then it cools down at the end of the week. Right now it's 73.
When your baby don't love you, kind of a drag. When you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to me when I'm speaking, 'cause you know the words I've been saying. I know that you've been cheating.
The Buckinghams from Chicagoland. Is that, I think it was 67, if I'm not mistaken. Here come the King right now, Elvis and Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do? Can't you see?
To Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
My ring, and when I'm sad, you're year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. Say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend who kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountains.
Sweet dreams, the whole day through. Dream, baby, got.
Saturday afternoon soundtrack for you at WRJN with Rick Johnson. The Box Tops doing a little crying like a baby. And, no, there's no crying, man. I want to tell you something here. Okay, we're doing this weekly poll we do all the time. All right, it's called You're the Judge, Hog Lawyer. It's a lot of fun. Now, what we want you to do is go over to WRJN.com. And no, don't worry about it. We're not tracing you. We're not checking you out. We just want to have a little fun. Take the pulse of our fair city, all right? So what you're doing is you're looking for the judge feature at WRJN.com. They're going to change this question tomorrow night, so if you want to get it, today's your day or tomorrow. What is your favorite way to spend Friday night in Racine? Now, I'm telling you, man, there's a million things you could do downtown. And we just kind of curious as what's some of your favorite things you do. This is sponsored all by the Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides. And if you want his number and you've had a situation where you've gotten hurt on a motorcycle, well, I'll tell you what, take this number down, 888-999-6644. You be the judge. Brought to you by the Hog Lawyer.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
W-R-J-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door.
Singing.
I was so happy, and that's how together nearly every single day singing.
Which would later become Manfred Mann and the Earth Band. Kind of nice outside, partly sunny this afternoon. They're saying highs around the upper 70s. I'm not sure if we're going to get there, but anyways, nice. 73 degrees at Radio Park. Bang it on.
Thank you.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial. But that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
You say you're gonna go and call it. left a good job in the city, waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on burning, proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, 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 rolling on the river.
It's all about local news and timeless hits. We're here for you. We are WRJN. Watch out. I don't want to step in your toe here. Sorry about that.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Little Red Riding Hood.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Thank you.
John C. Sebastian, the Loving Spoonful at WRJ, and of course, believe in magic. I got something coming up for you here on September 30th. Don't miss the Aging Well Expo. All right, it'll be Tuesday. It is September 30th at the Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. That's from 2 to 6 p.m. There'll be a lot of vendors there, and they'll be able to help out seniors and their families to help them navigate through the many, many services available that can help seniors stay active and healthy. That's most important. Want to learn more? As always, check it out, WRJN.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
W-R-J-N. When the truth is found to be lies, in all the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Wouldn't you love somebody to love? You better find somebody to
the year of fine.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl. Every day,
every day,
every day,
every day
of the year.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There was public mourning today for Charlie Kirk at the headquarters of his Turning Point USA in Phoenix.
Over time, Charlie just kept pursuing his dream, kept pursuing, you know, making videos, showing up to campuses.
Kirk's funeral has been scheduled for a week from tomorrow. CBS's Christian Benavides says Kirk's wife has spoken out now in an emotional video message.
Erica Kirk said the movement founded by her husband that mobilized millions of young Americans to get involved in politics will not stop. The video was posted by Turning Point USA late Friday.
Charlie loved life. He loved his life. He loved America.
In London today,
this is our country! You should be here standing with us!
Thousands of far-right protesters packed the streets. Reporter Catherine Arms says the protest turned violent.
More than 100,000 people joined in a Unite the Kingdom rally organized by far-right leader Tommy Robinson in London. Largely peaceful at the start, police faced hostility with protesters lobbing bottles and other projectiles and a few attacking them.
Memphis is preparing for the arrival of National Guardsmen, says CBS News correspondent Allison Keyes.
President Trump says the National Guard will head to Memphis over crime concerns. He says he'll solve the problems there like he did with his federal takeover of Washington, D.C.'s police department. Tennessee's Republican governor is supporting Trump's plan, but Democratic Memphis Mayor Paul Young and some residents are pushing back, saying the majority black city doesn't need the National Guard.
The Pentagon has drafted a proposal to send 1,000 Louisiana National Guardsmen to support law enforcement in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. Missouri has become the second state to approve a